And the Pennsylvania Supreme Court rejected the final appeal of Mumia Abu-Jamal in 2012. But after the defense pushed, A decision in the case against Mumia Abu-Jamal, a radio journalist, had his global network of supporters cheering last week. A judge issued a split ruling Thursday that granted Abu-Jamal another chance to appeal his 1981 conviction in a Philadelphia police officer's death. Abu-Jamal spent nearly three decades on death row before his sentence in the shooting death of Officer Daniel Faulkner was thrown out over flawed jury instructions. Prosecutors then agreed in 2011 to a sentence of life without parole. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court rejected his final appeal in 2012, but the defense pushed for more documents in the case, and Philadelphia Judge Leon Tucker ruled that former Justice Ronald Castile, who presided over the case and was also the district attorney during the actual prosecution of Abu-Jamal, should have recused himself because of the statements he made as the prosecutor about police killers that suggested a potential bias. Castile's statements include campaign speeches and letters advocating the issuance of death warrants. The ruling gives Mumia the chance to re-argue his appeal because of the perception of bias, a new development in the case. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner said he was reviewing the decision and had not yet decided whether to challenge it. The international spokesperson for the concerned friends and family of Mumia Abu-Jamal is Suzanne Ross. She says Judge Tucker, who is black, showed great courage and has energized Mumia's supporters.
Well, new hope is really an understatement. It raises the possibility of Mumia actually being released. And it's the first time in the history of the Pennsylvania State Court in which a decision was made in Mumia's favor. I mean, this case has been before the Pennsylvania State Court for many, many years, and they have consistently, has consistently turned down all appeals over a long history. And Ronald Castile was a key person involved in the turning down of those appeals. So the current decision revolves around the role of Ronald Castile and how he should have recused himself, in other words, removed himself from playing an active role in the case back when he was on a Supreme Court judge in Pennsylvania. Instead of ruling on a case in which he had already been a district attorney, he should have recused himself.
Could you explain that just a little bit more in depth? Who is this person and what was his role in Mumia's case?
Ronald Castile had been a district attorney in Philadelphia, in the Philadelphia Court of Common Pleas for many years, and had been actively involved in the case of Mumia in getting him a death sentence, in finding him guilty and in finding him guilty and in getting him the sentence of execution. So that was the role, that was one of the roles he played, and he was known to be a law and order, right-wing, pro-fraternal order of police, what else can I say about him, pro-death penalty, et cetera, et cetera. And he played this key role as a district attorney, and then became the Supreme Court judge of Pennsylvania. So he got to rule on the case once again, this time as a judge, instead of the district attorney. Now, what the debate has been about in the courts for the past 2 years has been whether Castile should have recused himself because of based on a ruling that was just made 2 years ago in the United States Supreme Court, where someone who was actively involved and had a personal interest or an active interest in a case should then have been obligated to recuse himself, remove himself from the case. And the case, that was Williams versus Pennsylvania, and that was ruled in favor of Williams, which opened up the case, we thought, for Mumia. But lo and behold, Mumia's victory in the courts 2 days ago was not based on that argument, but based on a completely and very surprising other arguments that showed up because the judge introduced it, to the shock of everyone. And I have to laugh. I laugh with great joy. He introduced another issue. And there was a hint that he was going to introduce another issue because he had asked the lawyers on both sides about 2 weeks ago to submit any material that they thought was relevant to the issue of the Supreme Court involvement, the judicial branch being involved in this case, and whether there was any appearance of bias that could have influenced the case. So all of a sudden, instead of focusing on Castile as the district attorney and his role as a district attorney, we suddenly look at Castile as Supreme Court judge. And in fact, he got to be head of the Supreme Court, you know, the chief Supreme Court. And the Judge Tucker, Judge Leon Tucker, introduces the issue of not only bias, but the appearance of bias. The appearance of bias when a judge that has played an active role in a case prior to this, to his ruling as a Supreme Court judge, and when his views were known to be very, very strong in a certain direction, for him to now have a role, a significant role, in reviewing the case as a Supreme Court judge. Judge Tucker looks at this case and says, look, whether there was actually any bias or not, the fact that Judge Castile bragged publicly over and over again about how he was a law and order judge when he was campaigning to be judge. You know, you get elected to be a judge. So when he was campaigning, he bragged that he was a law and order judge. He bragged that he was responsible for putting 45 men on death row. And he bragged that he had extensive support and longstanding support from the Fraternal Order of Police. All of these things is what he talked about publicly when he was campaigning to be a Supreme Court judge. Judge Tucker looks at this and he says, hey, doesn't this look like a bias? Doesn't this look like maybe we should look at the fact that there isn't judicial neutrality, as the courts like to say is required, that Castile cannot really exhibit judicial neutrality given what he's been campaigning on, and that he should have recused himself. And he rules that he should have recused himself because the bias is so strong. And even if it didn't, you know, you can't prove that it actually affected each decision or which decision, but you can say that it sure doesn't look good. We've been packing the court for each hearing. So the dynamic of the people's movement has been decisive, I believe. And the dynamic of a courageous judge has also been decisive. Both factors. I give both factors, though primary, as an activist, I always say the people's voice is decisive. We are really waging a campaign directed against the long, long corrupt government and all the branches of government in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania.
And that's Suzanne Ross. She's the international spokesperson for the Concerned Friends and Family of Mumia Abu-Jamal.